Hello and welcome to Cyprus Beat, your daily news briefing brought to you by the Cyprus Mail News Team. I'm Jonathan Shkurko with the latest news from the island. First up, President Nikos Christodoulidis said on Sunday that the executive branch will move to examine why for 19 years the tragic case of National Guardsman Thanasis Nikolaou was not properly handled. Those were her first statement by the president over the case after Friday's landmark ruling that determined Nikolaou was killed by strangulation. Christodoulidis said he spoke to both the Attorney General and his deputy after the decision. "I am certain that they will study the result as they conveyed to me," he said. The president did not rule out appointing an independent investigator into the case. He added that since his appointment, he has met with Nikolaou's mother Andriana and spoken to her multiple times. "I am in personal contact with Nikolaou's mother at a human level, if you wish. But as an executive branch, we will do whatever it takes. Of course, the result is very important, but we need to see why for all these years, everything that had to happen did not happen," the president said. Meanwhile, responding to Christodoulidis' statements later in the day, the lawyer for the family Leto Kariolu said the Attorney General should no longer be involved in the case around Thanasis Nikolaou. She charged it would be unethical and unacceptable because for years the AG insisted Nikolaou died due to suicide. Kariolu highlighted neither the AG, police, National Guard or anyone who reports to them should have any implication or any future investigation surrounding Nikolaou. The family expects Cabinet to appoint an independent investigative team to look into the conditions of Nikolaou's murder, as well as the methodical cover-up of the crime from members of the police and National Guard, she said. In other news, hundreds of people protested in support of Auditor General Odysseas Mihailidis on Sunday. Gathering outside the legal service, they marched onto the presidential palace, calling for transparency and sound management of public funds. The protest called, quote, "Hands off the Auditor General," was organized as a result of the AG's move to file the request to the Supreme Constitutional Court seeking to remove Mihailidis from his post. AG George Savvidis has cited, quote, "inappropriate behavior" as the reason. Outside the presidential palace, a speech was read out expressing support to Mihailidis and his work. "We call on the legal service to withdraw the suspension request immediately," it read. And finally, in Cyprus news, the Greek Cypriot side is ready to sit at the negotiation table and solve the Cyprus problem, Christodoulidis said on Sunday. He is slated to meet with UNSG envoy Maria Angela Holgin on Monday, where he expressed the hope for a positive outcome after the meeting. "What I can say with certainty is that from our side we will continue to take advantage of any opportunity there is to resume talks. There is no other option for us." The president expressed hope that something positive will emerge from the meeting between Greek Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis and Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan, especially in the ongoing effort to resume talks. Asked to comment on an interview Erdogan gave, which was published in the Greek newspaper Kathimerini, in which he says that energy is not an area of conflict but a field of cooperation, Christodoulidis clarified Cyprus cooperates with all states in the region, and within this framework, they are ready to cooperate with Turkey as well, after the solution of the Cyprus problem. And that is all we have time for today. Thank you for listening. Cyprus Beat will return tomorrow. For more news, analysis, and content, please visit cyprus-mail.com.